Maintenance crews discovered that a 4-inch valve disconnected above the cafeteria on Saturday, inundating the school with water while students were out on holiday break. Chief Facilities Management Officer Christopher Cobb listed the damages.
Buckle floors, you have tile throughout the building that's all popping. Those are old tile. Those are old materials where they used to be asbestos containing. So you have to do all the restoration under abatement and containment. So 95% of the flooring in this school is going to have to be redone.
The district is waiting to hear from its contractor on exactly how long that will take and how much it will cost, likely several hundred thousand dollars. Superintendent Tracy Davis.
By midweek, we will have a contingency plan as we are currently working on looking at what the assessment is and how much time it will take. And based on that, we will get a plan out to all our parents by midweek.
About 1,000 students are enrolled at Pine Middle. They were due back January 11th, but Davis says they may delay classes for an extra week. Julia Ritchie, Reno Public Radio News.